BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has responded to corruption allegations levelled against him. It follows the EFF opening a graft case against him in relation to the Independent Development Trust. The party alleges McPherson misused state institutions to benefit what it says is white minority capital. It's after McPherson emailed IDT's program manager to facilitate payment to construction company Lone Rock in December. James de Villiers, who's the minister's spokesperson, says McPherson was only responding to requests after the IDT failed to pay Lone Rock for services rendered.
The minister has a duty to ensure that the government policy of paying businesses within 30 days is adhered to which clearly the IDT is in violation of.
He says the IDT project manager alerted the minister about the missed payments valued at 19 million rand, including interest in October.
The IDT missed every opportunity to pay Lone Rock, despite repeatedly promising to do so since July 2024. The minister, as the executive authority of the IDT, responded to the thread of emails that he was copied in on 9 December 2024, bemoaning that he was being dragged into this matter because the IDT could not do its job and pay an invoice that is outstanding for over 20 months. Furthermore, he requested an urgent report on why IDT had not kept their own deadlines and commitments of 20 months ago. Several senior officials, including the CFO from the IDT, were included in the email. This was never provided to the minister.
An economist says consumer inflation's slight uptick is nothing to be concerned about. Azar Jameen says it's likely to prompt the Reserve Bank to cut down the repo rate.
This means that the inflation picture remains extremely positive. 3% is at the lower end of the inflation target, and the better than expected number will assist in encouraging the Reserve Bank to reduce interest rates again when it meets next week.
Jameen's remarks come after the CPI went up to 3% in December from 2.9% in November. He says the main contributing factor to the increase is fuel prices.
But that is because of statistical factors linked to the fact that a year ago, fuel prices had fallen sharply. And if you bear in mind that inflation is measured as the year-on-year change in prices, then the year-on-year change in prices actually increased quite a bit, even though the actual prices didn't rise all that much.
In the UK, the 18-year-old who murdered three young girls at a dance class in Southport last year will be sentenced today. This week, Axel Radakbana pleaded guilty to the killings and also admitted a terror offence and charges of attempted murder. Mark Foreman from the town has helped raise money for the family's victims.
People want answers. People want to understand why it happened, especially why it happened in Southport, why it happened to our friends, our families, our kids, our community. Because it makes no sense in my world, in my life, because these sort of things don't happen around the corner from where we live.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story, Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has rubbished corruption allegations levelled against him. It follows the EFF opening a graft case against him in relation to the Independent Development Trust. Find more news at ecr.co.za. In for Natarna Desson, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.